Salt Lake City's police and fire employees are getting a new home. Construction on Salt Lake City's new public safety building is now 75% complete. Salt Lake City Police Deputy Chief Tim Doubt says the new building will take care of some major problems the departments have been dealing with for years.
I like to say that the old building is 3Ds, dangerous, dirty, and depressing. And this building takes care of all those 3Ds. It's no longer dangerous, and as you can see, it's not depressing. It's going to be beautiful and amazing to work here.
The current building was built in the mid-50s and has been hit with a series of problems recently, including two fires and two floods over the past 3 years. But in 2009, voters passed a bond to help pay for the new building, which stands across from the main library on 300 East. Chad Jones is the project manager. He says the new building will be net zero, meaning it produces as much energy as it uses, and could pose some changes for employees.
We have radiant flooring throughout, which is a very energy efficient and comfortable system. The lighting in the hallways is going to be very minimal. It's going to be down to a bare minimum. It's going to be, most of the lighting is going to be at the desktops of the employees, where they're going to get the level of lighting that they need to work. They're not going to be able to bring over their coffee makers with them, their space heaters, what other electrical features they have in their offices they won't be able to bring over.
The building will allow police and fire to work together on the same floors for the first time. Deputy Chief Doubt says the new building will also house investigation departments together to make for better police work.
We have three different divisions that do investigations, and those three different divisions are separated between three different floors and two different buildings right now. And so what we find out is we're investigating the same people for different crimes. So two different divisions may be investigating the same person, but they don't talk that much. So that's why we wanted to put everybody on the same floor in an open bay so they could talk to each other.
The public safety building will be completed at the end of May and will be fully up and running by the end of the summer. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.